Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. Hey, this is episode number 451. Today, we are in Kasota, Minnesota, doing a drive-a-tank experience. Before we get started, let me remind you, if you would like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you would go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. I really, really appreciate that. So today, like I said, in Kasota, I'm going to interview the owner's father. Tony's the owner, and I'm going to interview his dad, Ridge, because Tony's out helping somebody drive a tank. So this is Richie. Were you one of the founders of driveatank.com?
Yes.
You were? Okay, cool. So what's the genesis? Did it start off as another business? So like it's a shooting range for one.
It started out as Tony, my son, wanted a British ferret, and you could buy them cheaper in Europe than you could in the States. So one day we come home, and we were talking about buying one, and Marie said, no, you two are going to go over there and buy your own as a father and son bonding experience.
Really?
And so she...
Ferret is a tank.
A ferret is an armored scout car.
Okay.
It has a gun on it, but it's basically just four wheels, an armored scout car. Be similar to our Humvees.
Okay. And so you guys went over and you found one?
When we got over there, we found a bunch of vehicles. And what we discovered is, in England at that time, you could drive less than 100 miles and somebody was given tank ride. The English collect old military vehicles like we collect old cars.
Okay.
And it's all over there. It's not uncommon to see somebody drive their armored vehicle to church on Sunday.
Really? Really?
Or drive it to work.
I mean,
it's all over. So we looked at what the people were doing there, and we decided that we should bring it back to the States because there was nobody doing it in the States on a big scale.
Right. Well, how many competitors do you have in the U.S.? Are there many? Are you guys it?
When we started, we were the only ones on this scale. Like the Sherman, we were the first ones to bring that for the public to drive a Sherman. Right now, there's other people that have got in it because we have set the precedents and people have seen, oh, maybe this would be a good business. So now there's other people jumping in.
Okay. So how many tanks did you start off with? And what year was that?
Oh, I don't remember. 97, I think, is when we went over there. We bought 13 armored vehicles the first round.
And how many do you have now?
I don't know how many actual tanks we have. I think he said total, I really don't know, but I think he said there was 43 pieces of military stuff here.
What am I hearing?
This is a T-62 coming up in the background, a Russian tank.
Okay.
This gun here, we've made the gun.
Oh.
And this is the real gun here. Now this is the gun shooting airsoft.
Ooh. Okay. right out of the garage here.
Right. Well, there's no bullets. Shooting blanks.
Okay. Cool. Wow. So what we were hearing there is Rich had a video of this tank shooting a blank, sitting in its garage, pointing out of the garage with the garage doors open, on his smartphone. And so you heard that play twice there. So it did turn out to be a father-son bonding experience, and happy it did, huh?
Yes, it did. I mean, and Marie runs the counter, so it turned into a family deal.
Great. That's awesome. And who's this little guy, this dog, a little chihuahua?
That's Buttons. He's a little rat terrier. He likes to drive. He likes to get his picture taken. When we used to drive the Abbotts down to the battlefield, he'd always sit on the shoulder, the edge of the tank, and we'd come down there, and when the people would see that he was getting his, when he seen the cameras come out, then he would stand up to get his picture taken.
Really?
And he's been on TV with Larry the Cable Guy.
Really? Okay.
He's had his picture in Germany on... We drove through a house in town here.
You did?
And it made Good Morning America, and then German TV picked it up.
Oh, wow.
So he's been on TV in Germany. He loves to ride like the Skidster. He rides in the Skidster, and he'll ride in the tanks with me and the backhoes.
Awesome. My show is a little bit like Larry the Cable Guy, only in America, but mine's okay. Called The Reasons We Smile.
Okay.
And it's radio. Well, very cool. So if people want to do what we did today, which is ride and shoot the gun and all that, they just go to driveatank.com?
Right, driveatank.com.
You guys do this 365 days a year, like all year, or you don't do it in the winter?
We didn't used to do it in the winter, but we had sat down and talked the other day, and sounds like this winter he's going to start doing it all winter.
Okay. We'll get the real flavor of fighting during cold temperatures, huh?
Well, what we decided is there's a lot of people that maybe want to come and enjoy the snow. I mean, we think of snow being bad, but we have a lot of people call from California that want to come and enjoy the snow.
Okay, awesome. Well, that's fun. So it's driveatank.com, and your name is Richie?
Borglum, B-O-G-L-U-M, just like the guy that carved Mount Rushmore.
Seriously?
Yes. I mean, my ancestors carved Mount Rushmore in the day.
Well, that's really cool. I've been there. Have you been to Crazy Horse, where they're doing Crazy Horse?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
But it's not going to happen in our lifetime, is it?
Probably not.
Because they won't let the government help. They want to do it with all Indian labor, I guess.
I can respect them for that. I mean, I really do. I mean, there's a lot of difference if you can do it on your own than if you got the government helping you.
All right. So, I'm going to get started. First thing I'm going to do is go through some very simple, basic safety requirements. There's a few key things to remember. Sometimes people confuse this with places like Six Flags or Disneyland. We have one major difference. Our equipment is not made to spin small children around at a high rate of speed until they vomit. Our equipment is made to kill anything within about 15 miles. Anybody that's prior military that's been around these kinds of pieces of equipment, including big guns, understands that as a loader in a tank, it's probably only a matter of time until part of your body is missing. There's a reason it's called the meat grinder or the blender. You are not safe because you are inside. It is probably more dangerous inside the vehicle than it is outside. So, we have some very simple, basic, effective safety requirements. If at any time we find you in violation of these simple safety guidelines or requirements, we will simply remove you from the property. You will not get a second chance, and you will not get a third chance. You don't get second or third chances in combat, so don't expect them here. This isn't a baseball game. This is as close as most of you will ever come to real-life combat. So it is imperative to follow all directions and do what you're told. The vehicles today will hurt you. Vehicles like our T-55 are equipped with a nuclear detonation detection system. They will detect an atomic explosion. It will withstand a nuclear explosion 300 meters from the epicenter. Not by chance. It's because it uses a special system that automatically closes all vehicles' hatches and louvers. That prevents overpressurization. Then it's like one giant egg and it cannot be cracked. But if your arms or legs or hand or any part of you are in the way when those hatches close, they will be removed from your body or your head smashed. So, again, this isn't theme park equipment. This isn't the hair dryer that you can now take in the shower that's 100% safe. This is equipment that was made to kill anything within 15 miles. So, follow directions. Let us open and close hatches for you. We will ensure that your fingers are not in them. If the hatch closes on your hand, it is designed to be splinter-proof. That means it works as a scissors and will remove your hand. Hatches are very thick, and they're made of metal. So, let us open and close all doors and hatches for you. We will ensure that your fingers are not in them. Our vehicle commanders know what they're doing. Listen to them. They're trying to make your experience better. If you do not understand what they're telling you, stop the vehicle and ask them to clarify. Don't just nod your head and keep going. All right? They might be telling you something very simple, like, slow down, we need to move to the left of the path because there's a rock the size of a small car that appeared from nowhere. And if you just don't hear them and just keep driving and you hit that rock, it's a good chance you're going to break a track, a torsion bar, and maybe break a final drive. That's going to be in excess of $15,000 to $20,000 to fix. Luckily, I have everybody's credit card information, and you signed the damage waiver. So, just follow directions. We don't want to charge your credit card. We want our equipment to survive so we don't have to fix it tonight. We experienced rain last night. We're driving vehicles that weigh anywhere between about 30 and 120,000 pounds on a dirt path. As you drive, the conditions will change. Potholes the size of cars will develop. Any questions?
How do you control a driver if you're a passenger?
You don't. You tell them in advance. Okay. Drivers, tell your passengers in advance. Follow the rules.
All right, so that was my wife's smart aleck comment, knowing that I tend to have a lead foot, and sometimes I can't be controlled.
Today, we have many different types of vehicles that resemble tanks. When the tank was conceived, it was the only vehicle with tracks used in combat. And then, we realized that we could adapt this to many different applications, and we wind up with the types of vehicles we do today. The first vehicle the drivers will experience is an FV-433 Abbott SPG, or self-propelled gun. It's not a tank because its primary role is indirect fire over the top of other tanks. followed by an FV432 APC for periscope driving. This is an armored personnel carrier. It's made to move people. We use a Chieftain MBT for car crushing. That stands for main battle tank. Now, a main battle tank does what a medium tank and a heavy tank do. It kind of rolls a lot of it in. Maybe a light tank, it rolls everything into one. It's more of a crescent wrench. But a main battle tank is technically different than a medium tank, like our T-55. But depending what nation you're in, the T-55 is either a medium tank or a main battle tank. Any questions on anything I've covered?
How many, these go on like gallons per mile. It's not miles per gallon, right? It's gallons per mile. How much fuel do these things use?
Well, we use miles per mile.
Okay, good.
I'll get out of the way.
That's awesome. Smiles per mile. That's pretty cool. Okay, actually, the answer is it takes, like, thinking about 2 gallons per mile, but I think it's cool that Tony, and this is Tony Borglund, by the way, that Tony measures at driveatank.com, measures fuel mileage in smiles per mile. And I think it would be kind of cool. Let's make that Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. So in a minute, you're going to have a chance to win a prize, but before we do the contest, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and the question of the day is, even though we know that it takes about 2 gallons of fuel for a tank to go 1 mile, that would be 2 gallons per mile. According to Tony Berglum, the owner of driveatank.com, he measures fuel mileage in smiles per mile. Is that true or is that false? All right, the winner is going to receive a free drink from Crimson Cup Coffee. The number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have 2 locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Dr. Kvitko!
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9255.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And during the break, my producer spoke to the people calling to win the prize. And so let's find out from him who is the winner of Dr. Kavitko's question of the day today, who had the correct answer, which was true. Tony Borglum of driveatank.com measures fuel mileage in his tanks in the form of smiles per mile.
Dr. Kavitko, the winner of the free drink at Crimson Cup Coffee this morning in Clintonville is Kelly, and she's on the North End.
Congratulations to our winner. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much for listening, actually. We really appreciate that. All right, so if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 451. I'm coming to you from Kasota, Minnesota, and I am at driveatank.com. It's a live tank driving experience. And so let's get back to the show.
All right, so we're loading up into some kind of a troop transport vehicle. There are probably about 15, 30 of us.
Okay.
As you know, I'm here in Kasota, Minnesota. That rhymes. And a couple of my co-drivers are here from Iowa. Where in Iowa?
Des Moines, Iowa.
Des Moines, okay. And what's your name?
My name is Alex.
Alex, how old are you?
I'm 11.
11, okay. You're old enough to drive a tank?
No, but I am old enough to ride along on the tank.
Oh, okay. So you're going to watch your dad drive, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and what's your dad's name?
Brandon.
Right, Brandon?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, and your last name?
Love.
Brandon Love. Sounds like a country singer. Okay, so you guys came all the way from Des Moines. How long of a drive is that?
It's about 3 hours.
3 hour drive, so you can drive the tank. That's neat. And it's a special occasion, right?
Yep, Alex's birthday was last week. He just turned 11 and he's old enough to ride along now, so I thought he'd come up because he loves tanks and World War II and he likes history and things like that.
Wow, that's awesome. So you must be a good kid if they got you such a nice present for your birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah? Pretty good?
Mm-hmm.
You do your homework and stuff?
Yes, sometimes it gets hard, but I usually do it with the help of my dad.
Okay. And so your dad tells you to do other things, you do those too?
Most of the time, yeah.
Okay, what about when he says brush your teeth?
Yes, I do that.
You do that?
Yes, every night.
Every night? Good. That's good. Good. You know, there's a saying that says brush the ones you want to keep, right?
No, I don't actually. I've never heard that.
But now you have.
I guess I have now.
Okay, so what kind of tanks are we going to be in? Because you're like a connoisseur of tanks.
See, we've got the 4-star general pack, which includes 2 passengers, a safety/history presentation, a 5-ton transport, a drive, FV-433 Abbott SPG, and drive an F-4-432 APC. There's 3 machine guns, and there's also a shop and equipment tour.
Wow, okay. Wow, that's going to be a full day. Awesome. Now, if you're 11, you're going to be in 6th grade?
Yes, I am.
Good. 5th grade's a great grade, though, huh?
I've not been in 6th grade yet, so I don't know.
Okay, we're gonna compare. All right, guys. Well, hey, thanks so much. Okay, so one of my fellow passengers in the armored personnel carrier is Kevin. How old are you?
I am 17.
17, and you seem to know a lot about this stuff, huh? How'd you learn all this?
It's mainly just through readings, visits to museums. It kind of became a hobby of sorts. I just really enjoy it.
Interesting. So so you think you want to go into the military?
Maybe. I'm not quite sure at this point. It entirely depends on the next couple of years through school, but I'd like to go hopefully into armor. I think that would be really fun. Really good career choice.
Okay, awesome. Where are you from?
I'm from just south of the cities, Eden Prairie.
Minnesota.
Yep. We're in Kasota here at Drive a Tank. It's awesome.
Okay, and it's driveatank.com for those of you that haven't done it and might want to try it. So you said you might want to do armor. You said Marines. What else did you say?
Either go Air Force, maybe for maintenance, or go for armor or artillery in the Army. I'm not quite sure. Just something working either with aircraft or armor vehicles.
You know, I actually heard that aircraft mechanic is a good occupation because they need so many people to do that.
Yeah, these days the market's opening up too in aviation, so.
Is it?
Yeah, well, at least if you want to go be a pilot, there's a lot of pilots aging out right now.
Right.
So if you're interested in aviation, it's definitely going to be an open career market in the next 5-10 years.
Awesome. Sounds good. All right, so are you afraid of a lot of things or not afraid? You're pretty...
Not particularly. I wouldn't categorize myself as really being afraid of things, but of course we all are in one way or another.
Are you afraid of the dentist?
Yes, very much so.
You are. How tall are you? 6'3"?
6 foot.
Six foot?
6 foot.
Okay. And you're a pretty big guy?
Relatively, yes.
Play football?
I do not.
Okay. Do you do anything like to use your size and girth?
Nope, not really.
Okay, no, that's fine. But you look like you could twist me into a pretzel with just your left pinky.
I like to think of myself more as a gentle giant.
Okay, he would do it gently as he twisted me into a pretzel with his left pinky. But anyway, but he's still afraid of the dentist. Interesting. When was the last time you were at the dentist?
I try and forget as quickly as possible, but...
Seriously?
Probably 6 months ago.
Okay, okay. So you begrudgingly go.
Say again?
You begrudgingly go to the dentist.
Very begrudgingly, yes.
Okay. But make sure you do, by the way. I don't think I told you, but I'm a dentist.
Oh, all right.
Should have seen the look I got. Too bad it's radio. I'm going to get your picture, okay?
Sure.
Okay. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko and Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko and Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588. Or online at drkvitko.com.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile Radio and Roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 451. I'm in Kasota, Minnesota, doing a live drive a tank experience. And so now, let's listen into Tony Borglum giving a little bit of history of tanks. I don't have time for all of the information he gave, but some of it is important and it's pretty cool.
There are many other things that were terrible about World War I. The first one was the living condition. Now, if you imagine sending maybe 20,000 men across this trench and they're pretty well all killed in within 12 hours. If we were able to get into those trenches and eliminate the German machine gunners and begin to push the Germans back, they had one more trick up their sleeve. They poisoned the water supply. And when you're advancing with thousands of men and using horses to transport your goods, the number one thing you need is water. So when they poison the water supplies, it slows you down. They mount a counteroffensive, and they simply fall back to another trench where there's fresh water, or they push you back. And this went on for 2 years again. The single most deadly conflict in world history. And then a British man came up with a great plan. A British man had noticed Holt Best was a company in the United States. They later became Caterpillar. They invented the track tractor. He noticed what Holt Best was doing, and he said, you know, I bet you a vehicle with continuous tracks would offer the mobility to be able to drive across no man's land. I gotta remember, that's a mind-boggling thing back then. To see this rough terrain and anticipate a vehicle could drive across it, that's a real game changer. He thought about his idea a little longer and he realized, you know, I bet if we armored this vehicle, sheets of steel could protect its crew from the incoming machine gun fire and incoming artillery. He had a good plan. He's going to build himself a big metal box and drive it right across no man's land and over the top of the enemy. And he perfected his idea. He added machine guns, six of them. His plan was very simple. Build a rolling pillbox, a big metal machine with six machine guns, drive towards the enemy, drive right over the top of them and shoot at them with something they couldn't do anything about. So he took his idea to the Ministry of Defense. That's the British Army. He said, hey guys, check it out. I can end this war. As soon as we get these things built, the war's going to be over. We'll end this thing in a few weeks after completion of the vehicles. And the British Army looked at him and laughed. You're kidding us? You want to build a metal machine with an engine and use it in ground warfare? That'll never work. That'll never advance at the same speeds as the infantry. We have men on horses and men on foot. And the tank doesn't fit in there. It's going to slow us down. It's going to consume resources. You can't use a metal machine in ground warfare. So he took his idea and he walked out. And then a man named Winston Churchill found out about it. He was Admiral of the Navy. Winston loves big metal things with lots of guns. He said, you're right. It might not work. But there's thousands of men dying every day. We have to at least try something. amassing 250,000 men and sending them to the trenches is probably not going to work. That's what the people that didn't like the tank idea, that was their plan. If we just find enough men, eventually, we'll overwhelm them. But Winston thought this would work, so under utmost secrecy, they began production of the vehicles. Now, they knew that if this was going to end the war and be completely effective, it needed to be top secret. You got to remember, this is as much of a technological advancement for its era as the atomic bomb was during World War II. That was a fairly significant leap forward in technology, and so is this. People have never seen a metal machine used in combat before, ever. This is going to be on land. This is going to be a first. So, they told everybody that was working on the project that they were building an experimental, self-propelled water tank. They began production of the vehicle under utmost secrecy. They told them that it was an experimental, self-propelled water tank. This water tank wasn't going to have guns. This water tank was simply going to be used to transport water to the soldiers in the fields. And at first thought, well, that doesn't make a lot of sense. The Germans will never believe it. But again, don't forget, they had a habit of poisoning water supplies, and that would stop our advance. And they had already heard that there was potentially an attack of 250,000 men coming. So the Germans thought, well, that's what they're doing. They're going to amass 250,000 men, but this time they're going to bring their water supply. So that if we poison them, they'll simply keep marching. The Germans began to prepare themselves, added more machine guns, they dug more trenches, they did all sorts of crazy things. But the Brits were able to produce 42 of these under utmost secrecy.
Isn't that cool? Where tanks got their name is they tried to pawn them off as self-propelled water tanks.
Okay, that sound you're hearing is a tank getting ready to squash a car. It's an Oldsmobile Cutlass. I'm going to get a picture of it as it goes. Here we go. So, Phyllis, you drove over a car with a tank, smashed a car. Now what are you going to do?
I did go drive over a car with a tank.
Yeah.
That was fun.
So what are you going to do?
Go home. Go meet family.
There we go.
Okay. All right. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. It's pretty amazing. And it's amazing how comfortable it was up there. It's like, just kind of a little wobble.
Different than just being in it?
Yeah, just like when you're going around, there's just a little bit of a wobble, and you're like, eh. I thought I would be jerked around all over the place, but you weren't.
Wow.
Thanks, man.
It's cool. Time to get a t-shirt. Did you see that one girl's t-shirt?
Yeah.
It says, nice tank.
Exactly.
Okay, another part of this experience was getting to shoot guns, and you got to pick which guns you would shoot based on the package that you purchased, and I was able to shoot a machine gun. So let's go ahead and listen in. It's kind of cool.
There you go. Excellent. How's the recoil for everybody?
Not bad.
Is he smiling?
Yes, I absolutely was smiling. This was a really fun experience. I enjoyed myself.
All right, Richie, well, this was awesome. Thank you so much. It was a great experience. Something I don't think I'll ever get to do again unless I come back.
Well, you're more than welcome to come back.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Well, that's all the time I have today, but hey, before I go, let me just give a shout-out. I want to give a big thank you to Nuss Truck and Equipment in Mankato, Minnesota. Their phone number, 507-345-6225, and especially Brad Smezik and Tony. Brad Smezik is the service advisor, and Tony was the service tech. Actually, I almost didn't make it home. My rolling studio had a little trouble, and it looked like I was going to be stranded there. So thanks to Nuss Truck and Equipment, they got me all fixed up. And these guys are wonderful, so I highly recommend them if you're ever out in Mankato, Minnesota. All right, so don't forget to follow me on Twitter. It's at Dr. Kavitko. And if you would go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. All past episodes are available at thereasonswesmile.com, complete with video. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.